thanks so much for joining us today, guys.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
So so you two are musical collaborators, correct?
Yes, we are. We're part of a group called Club World Panamana, an information cultural exchange.
Yeah, that's where we started writing songs together. It's a studio for musicians with autism, and yeah, so Jera and I have been working together.
We've been writing songs together.
Since what, 2016?
Since 2016.
Oh, wow.
Been making a lot of music back in the time. And
yeah, amazing.
Yeah, and now I just got paid work.
Yeah, awesome. And so what's the kind of creative process like when you two are making music together?
The process is making music as part of an album.
How do we do it? When we make up a song, how would you describe that?
We just pick up a guitar and I just strum a few chords. And then I just come up with the words myself. That's how it all started.
And what sort of things do you tend to write about?
I tend to write about everyday things like braces, and what's it like having braces, and been writing a song about a cricketer as well.
And what was it that made you want to do an album?
Well, I thought an album could be a special thing.
And I guess we had a lot of songs.
and we had a lot of songs to rehearse as well. So we got a Hub show next week for all you music lovers out there. Got a show at the Hub next week.
And also, I guess we had a chance to work at the studio at Information and Cultural Exchange with a producer called Chris Hammersmith.
Chris Hammersmith actually produces the album and puts it all together. That's how it's all going.
Amazing.
Yeah, we met with him and we hit it off, and we thought it'd be fun to go in for a couple of days. And yeah, thankfully we came out with this album.
Yeah,
incredible. And what's kind of been your favorite part about developing the album?
Well, my favorite bit of developing the album is the songs that we've written. So mostly it's the songs about rain, and we did a film clip about Rain Is Falling, because there was just like some great things that's how the album's been put together, The Sounds Like Rain. So we came up with this title, me and Sam and I.
And yeah. I liked how you had the idea to put those. I mean, the clip should be out in a day or two, but yeah, like
the clip's going to be out in a day or two as well, besides the CD.
And you had some good ideas about sort of having some various animals in it.
Yeah, anyway. some various animals. And that's
I'll have to send you the link sometime. It's pretty good.
Yeah, that sounds awesome. Could you actually talk a little bit more about that clip? That sounds really cool.
The clip is called Rain Is Falling, and it's stuff about animals. So dolphin,
and it's in the
fish,
Blue Mountains, yeah?
And it's in the Blue Mountains. So I've decided to write a song about that.
And it was made by Helena Papageorgiou, who's an animator based in Queensland. And yeah, so we were able to, I guess, communicate by Zoom. And
is that the Zoom thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, so the clip was actually about Wayne.
Amazing.
And it had all different kinds of instruments in it, like my drum.
Yeah.
It's called an ancient Egyptian drum.
Right, that sounds cool.
And it's good because you can sit on it or you can just stand on it.
I wouldn't do that. No, you could probably do it to your own, but I wouldn't.
But I wouldn't do it to my own thing, but yeah.
Of course.
Yeah, and I just started work today as well, so thought I'll tell you that.
And so what exactly do you want listeners of the album to get out of listening to it?
Well, to get out of listening to the album could be to be like enjoying it, like enjoying how the album inspires other people to do music and to write good songs. So I think the album's the key for this launch. It's a debut. Mm-hmm. and we want people to have fun with it, just have a bit of a muck around, have a bit of a play on Spotify and see what the ideas.
It kind of makes me want to go to that Scottish festival that you sing about quite a lot, because I haven't been to one of those. There's like three songs about.
There's actually about three songs about a Scottish festival.
A Scottish festival?
Called If You Know Man, which is a Scottish one.
Oh, yeah.
And there's also a country song about your man, which I wrote about going on a cruise with Connor Wigley. So there's also that one in the set. And there's also another bracket called If Spring Could Sing. Beautiful original, which is a new original. And it talks about spring, singing in spring.
Beautiful. So when does the album come out and how can people listen to it?
People can listen to it on Spotify soon.
Mm-hmm. Monday the 23rd.
On Monday the 23rd, they can listen to it on Spotify on Monday the 23rd.
It'll be up on Bandcamp.
It will be up on Bandcamp.
And there'll be a CD too.
And there'll be a CD too coming out soon as well.
And you mentioned there's a launch, yeah?
And there's a launch for the CD too as well. Blue Mountains Theatre Hub in Springwood.
On the 27th, Friday.
On Friday the 27th at 8 p.m.
Awesome. Sounds good. Well, thank you so much for joining me today, guys. It's been really awesome to talk about your new album.
No, thank you very much.
My pleasure.
Cheers, mate. Thank you.
Cheers, mate. Thank you.